It's been 6 months now since Sean was reported missing from the Frisbee area, and we're renewing our appeal today for information in relation to that. Sean was reported missing on the 2nd of November after being last seen in the stricken area on Friday the 31st of October. Since then, extensive police searches have been carried out, covering a total of over 21 square kilometres, and indeed it's one of the biggest ever police searches carried out by Police Scotland. During the searches, we've been assisted by various mountain rescue teams, the Dive and Marine Unit of Police Scotland, the Police Scotland Air Support Unit, and over 200 specialist trained officers from across Scotland have been involved in the search for Sean, including specialist trained dogs. Searches have been conducted over rough terrain, which includes large water areas, and about 22 kilometres of ditches have been searched, and it's one of the largest coordinated missing person searches carried out in Scotland. Although the searches have now been scaled back in December and they were later suspended, work has continued on an intelligence-led basis in order to trace Sean. And this has involved liaison with Professor Lorna Dawson and her team at the Hutton Institute and other search experts from the National Crime Agency. Following on from work, further searches were carried out earlier this month as improved weather conditions offered an opportunity to revisit areas where water levels in the rough terrain have receded. The searches carried out to find him have been extensive and challenging due to the difficult terrain. Items of Sean's clothing were recovered as part of the early stages of the inquiry, which have placed him in the Greenburn area. If Sean's walked on from this area, as appears to be the case, we have no indication of the direction he's taken, which compounds further searches due to the size of the terrain already searched. In parallel with the search operations, we've interviewed a number of people, including those who were with Sean on the night he was last seen. And although we will always keep an open mind as to the circumstances, there's no evidence to date which would indicate that Sean has been the victim of any crime. We understand that this is obviously a very difficult time for Sean's family, who just want answers, and not knowing where he is or what's happened to him is beyond frustration for them. And Police Scotland are trying to support them through that, and indeed the close-knit community within Fraserburgh as well. We're again appealing for information which may assist us in finding Sean, and ask anybody to come forward and contact Police Scotland with that information. I'd like to think that everybody would have come forward with any information. There's obviously been a lot of media release around about this, and locally within Fraserburgh it's obviously well known as well. And you know, if there is somebody there, I would appeal for them to come forward now and give us that information that they have. Thankfully, most people that are reported missing to the police are found. However, there are people reported missing who remain as missing persons for quite considerable periods of time on occasions. The area around about where Sean was last seen is very remote. It is very difficult terrain, and as I've said already, there is a lot of it sort of subject of water, and you know, it's a difficult area to be searched.